The voice in your ears is Perfect Purvis, and welcome to the off season. On today's episode, I'm going to look back at 2022 and brag a little bit on some of the things I considered important that I was able to accomplish. I'm not one to put my business out in the streets, so if you want to know what I was up to all year, this is the only way you're really going to find out. And in no particular order, I'm just going to start talking about what I did. First off, put together the first ever Finland 7 versus 7 team, and we competed for the European Championship in Amsterdam. Happened earlier in the year, I want to say in like March or April. Took some really talented Finnish kids who wanted to, you know, compete more than just national team stuff and tackle football and see what their skill level was like. It was a really great experience to get some of them out of the country in the first place and also have them like kind of be free in Amsterdam. I mean, Amsterdam's not the place that, you know, you necessarily want to be, but the kids had a good time, you know, seeing a different country that it wasn't, you know, a Nordic type country situation. And then they were able to compete. They competed against some grown people, and they competed against a lot of people from Europe. You know, Netherlands was there, UK was there, Germany teams, obviously, competed against different levels and got to really match themselves up against other skilled players. And it was unique for me. I don't do a lot of coaching, but when I do coach, I prefer to coach players like these kids that are on the 7-on-7 team because they want it and, you know, don't have to deal with a whole bunch of kids who are just there. Like, everybody was there. They wanted it. So it was really great. And it's one of the proudest moments I had of the year was taking those kids on that trip and having them experience success at that level. Another thing that I did this year, 2022, helped put together the American Football in Finland's top 50 players of the 2022 season in the Maple League. Obviously, the list was controversial, and we made it even more controversial by not explaining the list. We didn't put it on the podcast. We just put the list out there on the internet and let people, you know, come up to their own conclusions. And I've said this since the list came out that, you know, I can defend every pick on the list and why we did it, but I'm not going to do that online where people can just pick apart small parts of what I'm saying. So if you do want to know why some of the people on that list, if you're involved with, you know, American football in Finland, just come at me, ask me. Who did I talk to recently? I'm not going to put their business out there, but there's some people that have talked to me and asked me about it, and I've explained it. We had good conversations. And I find that it's easier to have those conversations on a one-on-one basis than over the podcast. But the list was epic. It's one of those like media lists that anytime you put out a list, there's always going to be issues with it. But the fact that we put the list out and it kind of went international and put an even better view on football in Finland, which was the purpose, was to say, you know, it's one of the top leagues and these are some of the top players and, you know, do with it what you want. And people really responded well. We got the response that we wanted. And people are intrigued about what we're going to do next. So that was the purpose of it. And I think it was a success. And I felt really good about it. Let's go on to what else I got. Organized the second annual Nordic Challenge in Finland. Again, I talked about the 7-on-7 team earlier that we took to Europe. But the Nordic Challenge is where, you know, it's here in Finland. Get as many junior players that we can that want to compete in 7-on-7. And we let them go at it. And this year, it just was better than it was last year. We had about the same amount of players. Talent level was a little bit higher. Kids kind of understood what was going on. We're able to play outside. It was sunny. It could have actually been considered hot to some of those kids. I had a lot of coaches come and help me. Big shout out to all the imports that were part of the Nordic Challenge last summer. Of course, we're going to read up this year, 2023. But it was just a really successful event that stressful putting on, but I'm glad that we did it, and I'm glad it was a success. What else did I do this year? Participated in the 2-week European tour with Podium Preps and Gridiron Imports. This kind of a theme, I guess, was this year was getting into youth sports, getting into youth football and youth basketball. Company I work for, Podium Preps, we actually help high school athletes go to the States to play sports in either high school prep schools, which lead directly to college, or we actually help place them into colleges. So this summer, we went to four countries. I want to say, yeah, we went to four different cities in four different countries and had six events combined from podium preps and gridiron imports. We hosted football camps with actual coaches from the United States. We had a couple prep school coaches come and recruit kids and coach them for camps. And we were in Vienna, Austria, Hamburg, Germany, Helsinki, Finland, and Tyresö, Sweden. And we had about 200 kids come to show out. And coaches did offer, you know, opportunities to a lot of those players. Then also, we did something very new to me, which was very intriguing, was we did basketball camps. And we had basketball coaches from the States come over. And we had camps in Finland and in Sweden. And in my hometown, Lahti, we had a camp for basketball for girls and boys. And it was really good turnout. And then in Sweden, we had just a boys camp in Södertälje, where we also had some decent athletes. And it was a unique thing. I've never done anything like that. Like, it was a very stressful 2 weeks, but very rewarding because we were helping so many kids. We're giving them opportunities that they never would have had. A lot of the kids that we saw in Germany, matter of fact, ended up coming to our All-American Bowl in Miami later in the year. So that was really cool because you got to see kids and see what they really could do. Even in Finland, which we were only in Finland for like half a day, but, you know, shout out to the young phenom Lucas Erola, because we got to see him run a 4.5 40. He ran a 4.4 and a 4.5. Like, I think he ran a 4.46 and a 4.56, something like that. But in Finland, you don't really get to see, like, you could say someone's fast, but we had coaches timing them multiple times, and this 16-year-old kid was blazing. Like, that, just seeing that and knowing that that's possible was really unique for me, and that was a special experience for me, just being a part of that type of system that Podium Preps and Gridiron Imports put on. That's not even to mention the things that we did outside of the camps when it comes to getting these kids into schools and getting them recruited. And I want to get into that because I could be on here for 2 hours just talking about that. And this is not an advertisement. This is just me talking about things that were accomplished. Next thing I'm going to touch on is I helped launch the American Football in Finland e-commerce website early. What was it? April, May? I don't know. I can't remember the months. Early April, May or something like that in 2022, we figured out a way to, you know, create products for AFF and start selling them online, and didn't do a lot of promotion. Just, you know, if people wanted to, you know, support us and represent, you know, the football community in Finland, there was an ad on a podcast and then they could buy from the website. And we sold a couple $100 worth of stuff. We didn't become rich and the profits didn't cover much of anything. I think profit-wise, we made maybe $20 a month, which doesn't sound like a lot, obviously, but that's because the costs were high. Still was trying to figure out how e-commerce would work into like what AFF does, because we're not an apparel company, but we launched it. That was the accomplishment. Was for years, people have been saying, hey, you should sell this, and we've tried different ways, and you know, people are like, oh, you should do this and do that. And no one wants to do it for me. So I had to figure it out and talk to everyone involved to see if we get it going. We have it going. We actually were able to sell a couple of things at the Turkey Bowl at the end of the year. We still had online sales going all the way through the end of 2022. And going into 2023, we have new manufacturers and we're rebuilding our website. So we have a lot of really good things going on because we launched it. Obviously, it's still in its infancy stage, but it was really good to have that, like, saying that, okay, we can make this something. So in the future, hopefully, we can make that a part of what we do, you know, is having the AFF gear available for everyone at a reasonable price. Next thing, back to AFF. We completed the seventh season of the American Football in Finland podcast. Started the AFF podcast back in 2017. Or was it 16? I don't remember. I think it was 2017 we started it officially. And it's a blessing. Honestly, I think the podcast has been one of the driving forces of why I've been able to stay sane and live in Finland year-round in the last 7 years. This last season, Coach Q, Chris Green, a couple of people helping us at all the teams involved, players and interviews and things like that, people giving us information and letting us know when we mess up, but also a few people letting us know when we did well. That's what we do it for. No money involved. Nobody gets paid. We lose a little bit of money paying for some services, but we completed the seventh season. We started making lists. We started talking more. A lot of what we said gets picked up by regional, local, international news as well, and teams and fans listen. And we try to give as much accurate information as possible. It's just, it's now that I'm like reminiscing on 2022, it gets almost emotional, like, because seven seasons is a long time, especially in the podcast realm where most people do like one season or something. And I've done multiple podcasts, so I know that it's hard to keep it going, but we've been able to do it, and blessed that we're definitely going to have an eighth season. I keep saying this might be the last season, but I've said that for the last three seasons. So I doubt that this, you know, seventh season would be the end of it, but as the football culture adjusts, we adjust with it, and we've been blessed to do that. And I really like to, you know, give a shout out to my guys, Coach Q, Floyd, and Chris Green, because those two guys, they keep me going. Without them, I probably would have stopped this show, that podcast, not this show, but that podcast, the AFF, American Football Finland podcast, easily like 2-3 years ago would have stopped. But those two guys have instrumental in making sure that we're able to do things at a high level and give people the entertainment that they want and need for the sport. So let me see what else I got on this list. Organized the largest football tournament in Finland, which was the 2022 Turkey Bowl Flag Football Tournament. Yeah, it's the largest football tournament in Finland ever. And it's a little bit of a cop-out, because the reason it's the largest is because we had 16 teams. And most football tournaments don't do more than 8 teams. Like, they had the Women's European Championship. They had the Women's World Championship this year in Finland, and there was only 8 teams, because you only bring 8. When you do European Championships, you only do 8. Like, American football doesn't do more than 8 teams, but also those are tackle sports. So flag football, we were able to do more. We did 16 teams because we had 8 women and 8 men, but also we're the only, like, large flag football tournament in the country. No one has put on a flag football tournament larger than ours, but we do expect there to be a large one in 2024 when they actually have the world championships here in Finland. But what I did this year was I organized the largest football tournament in Finland, and I'm excited about it. I'm happy that we pulled it off, and it's going to lead to some bigger, better things in 2023. But it was hectic. The Turkey Bowl is 3 years in the making. This is the third year. We started with 4 teams, then we went to 7, and last year we had 16. We're going to try to get 24 teams next year, 2023, or this year. I keep forgetting, like, I'm recording this in 2023. So, yeah, this year. We're going to try to get 24 teams this year if we can, see how that works. But it was just a really good thing that we did this last year, and I think everyone had a good time. We got the same issues that we usually have, but we're working on those as well. And 2023 will be the best one yet. It just keeps getting better. Let's see what else I got on this list. Next thing I accomplished, I helped more than 30 student athletes attend a high school or college in the USA. And again, this is me getting a little more, you know, personal, professional. You know, I work for Podium, and we have our child company, Podium Preps, where we help these kids get into schools. And I'm a part of that process of helping football, basketball, lacrosse, and swimming. Like, we've touched a little bit on all sports now, and helping these kids get into high quality high schools, like prep schools that prepare you for college, or actually into certain levels of college, both D1, D1AA, D2, D3, NAIA, and JUCO. And this last year, I think we had easily about 16, 17 preps placements, but also we worked closely with Gridiron Imports and helped some of their students get placed in schools as well. So overall, I helped a little bit closer to 40 students from from Europe actually get into schools in the United States. So that was pretty cool. Next big accomplishment of 2022, and now I'm getting real personal, is potty trained my 3-year-old daughter. This is the biggest accomplishment of the year. And if you don't have kids, you can skip this. But if you do have kids, you understand why this is the biggest accomplishment of the year. Now that we're in 2023, I don't have to worry about, one, I don't have to buy Pampers anymore. I don't have to carry Pampers. I don't have to have emergency Pampers because my child does not need Pampers, finally. It took 3.5 long years, but I don't have to buy Pampers anymore. And then also, like, no more pissy sheets. No more washing sheets every 2 days because this child can't control her bladder. Or she decides to sleep with me and then I wake up and I have piss all over me. Like, if you have kids, you know what I'm talking about. Like, it's just a blessing. Like, I feel like I made it because I no longer have to potty train my daughter. Like, she goes to the potty now. Like, it's not, I don't have to worry that, oh, she's going to piss on herself. She's going to go. She's not going to sit there and just start peeing. Like, ugh. I don't know how to explain the relief and excitement of being past that stage in parenthood. But moving to the last thing. I've already named 9 things. So last thing that's an accomplishment for me, 2022. I don't know who's listening, but if you are listening, this one makes sense too. I probably saved the best 2 for the last 2 because the potty training, that's easily the number one accomplishment of the year. But then right behind it would be I joined a gym and started back working out for the first time in 5 years. And as I've said over the last 5 years, I don't need to work out because I ain't doing nothing. But also, I'm in decent shape. And I've never really been one to get into a very much out of shape look or feel. But I did feel like as I'm getting older, I got to put a little more resistance, a little more weight on my body, you know, a little something to give against it because I stretch all the time, but stretching can only get me so far. But since I started going back to the gym, and I took a 5-year hiatus. 2017 was last year I played football, like actually played tackle football. And right after that season, I said, fuck the gym. I ain't going back until I'm playing sports again. And I ain't went back, and I haven't really played sports again, but I do plan on playing flag football this summer. So started working out in, what, September, October, something like that? Towards the end of 2022, I started working out because I was like, you know what, next summer, I'm going to get out there, get loose, and I might not want to be, you know, baby back bitch when it comes to strength. I don't want to be getting, you know, pushed around or outran, something like that. So I joined the gym. I hit 2 or 3 times a week, you know, some light work type stuff. I'm not in there trying to be, you know, gym warrior or anything. Me and the 80-year-old guys go in there early in the morning. If you follow my Instagram, which I don't think anybody does, but if you do, you know, so I put some photos in there of the machines at 7 o'clock in the morning when I hit it, because I'd be hitting the machines. I do some free weights, but not a lot. I'm not trying to get jacked. I'm just trying to stay strong enough, keep this grown man strength going. But I'm really, I don't want to say I'm proud of myself because that sounds weird, but I do feel better than I did in the last couple of years now that I'm going to the gym on a regular basis and kind of being more active in that aspect. Like I don't know what it's called, but you know, you release those endorphins and you get a little bit of a dopamine hit. I mean, when you flex in the mirror, you do, that's for sure. But that makes me feel good. And if it makes me feel good and it's going to help me stay physically fit as I get closer and closer to being like 40 years old, fuck it. I'm with it. I'm glad it's part of my accomplishments of 2022. I'm glad I did it before, you know, waiting for the new year like everybody else. I did it with a few months and I didn't do it to impress anyone. I did it because I wanted to and I felt it was necessary for my life to be improved. And so far, it's done exactly what I expected. It's improved my quality of life. It's made things easier for me to do and made me more physically fit and helped me stay in a decent shape for, you know, an old man. And yeah, I think I went a little bit longer than I thought I would, but that wraps up my 2022. And these are the accomplishments I had that I felt like sharing with the world. And I appreciate you taking the time to listen. Guess we'll check you out next time on the off season.